God's Talk is the devotional podcast ministry of Bible Fellowship Church and is designed to give you a bit of spiritual truth to consider each day, Monday through Friday. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad adoration. That's the first verse of the hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, written in 1680 and sung at Bible Fellowship Church during the first weeks of 2021. I just love how Pastor Jordan teaches us new songs, but also includes old hymns in the mix. God uses both the old and the new, and I'd like to share with you today how the Lord has encouraged me over the last few months using a line from that hymn written over 300 years ago. First, let's begin with prayer. Lord, I thank you that you care about each one of us. I thank you that you are not silent and will even use a hymn written in the 1600s to speak to your people today. Amen. During one of the first Sundays of the new year, we sang together that hymn, Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, in the morning worship service at Bible Fellowship Church. It's a beautiful hymn with moving lyrics, and I find the third verse to be particularly powerful. Praise to the Lord, who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, if with his love he befriend thee. I recall the moment we came to the line, ponder anew what the Almighty can do, and being absolutely captivated by those words. It was a memorable moment of meaningful worship that I have not been able to forget, nor do I want to forget. For days, even now months later, I've not been able to get that phrase out of my mind. The Lord has been using those words to encourage me to consider the fact that He's not just mighty, but almighty. It is as if He's been saying to me personally, remember my name, it's Lord God Almighty. Now just think about what that means. Think about what I'm able to do. So He planted that thought in my mind, and it has continued to come back over and over again ever since. That was no accident. I had no idea at the time how much that concept would help me in the days and weeks ahead. It has been wonderful to have that hymn, and specifically that line from the hymn, working like background music in my head, particularly when the temptation has been strong to allow my mind to wander to the desert places, the places where God's greatness is diminished instead of being encouraged. I found it to be a great antidote to anxiety and fear to ponder anew what the Almighty can do, to think about what God is capable of doing based on what I know He's already done. I encourage you to find an account from God's Word where His might is on display and spend some time digging in to find out what it reveals. For example, I've been thinking a lot about Acts 1 and 2 this week because this past Sunday was Pentecost Sunday. Acts 1 tells us that the believers returned to Jerusalem following Christ's ascension and spent 10 days in prayer. We learn from Acts 1:14, all these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer. What follows is unparalleled in church history. We find an amazing outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We know from Acts 2:41 that on that day, Pentecost Day, that day alone, 3,000 souls heard the gospel, believed, and were added to the eternal family of God. Just think about what God did. What He was able to do through the Spirit-filled words of a sermon preached by a mere man, Peter, the same man who days before had denied even knowing Jesus. Perhaps the fact that it was Peter who preached that sermon just makes it even clearer that the power is God's alone and not that of a man. Well, this is just one example of many in Scripture that clearly reveal God's omnipotent power. I found that when I consciously take time to think about what God is capable of doing, I find it easier to recognize Him at work. It's like my eyes become adjusted to see things I might have otherwise overlooked. There's power in the very act of intentionally turning your mind to consider what God, the Almighty One, can do. If we train our minds to turn to our omnipotent God, then our thoughts have to move away from the temporary, away from ourselves, and away from the things that are so good at robbing us of peace. So I encourage you to spend some time each day considering what God is able to do. Find a few verses to read every day and ask God to show you what those verses teach about Him and His greatness. I encourage you to be patient with yourself, but be consistent, pondering anew what the Almighty can do. I believe you'll find this practice to be an encouragement to your soul. Let's pray. Father, I praise you for your mighty works and for your omnipotent power. Help us to have eyes to see you at work. May we give you the glory you deserve. Guard us from doubting that you're capable of what you're capable of doing, and help us to never forget that you are the omnipotent God. In the strong name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us today for Let's Talk. Check out the BFC website or download our new app for more information about the various ministries available for all ages at Bible Fellowship Church. Remember, come what may, God is just as powerful today as He has ever been.